You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Neil Goldberg, the founder of AppOne, a new platform that aggregates news and social channels into one stream of curated content based on specific topics of interest. Clever, and certainly, Neil, appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today to talk about this app here on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, what is AppOne and how does it work?
So AppOne is, sort of what you said. I'll say it a little differently, which is it's an influencer-centric content aggregation platform. So, and we'll get into what that means in a moment, but just think about this. An AppOne, an influencer-centric content aggregation platform creating interest-oriented communities. So what we do is we build mobile apps for specific communities, such as health and fitness, where the user's content stream is constructed from professional quality influencer content. So in other words, you get a lot of content out there coming from a lot of different sources, and we take the approach of, well, let's make it coming from the point of view of things that people would actually find interesting. And it turns out there's lots of bloggers, there's lots of people on Twitter and Instagram, there's lots of people in the world in news who create high quality content and have a real audience. They go out there and they blog every day. So we aggregate all those people around a specific interest, and we create a community with them. And as it turns out, all those people enjoy being on an app together because they're all speaking about similar topics, health and fitness, for example. And then we aggregate all of their social media. So whether it's coming from Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest, or it's from a blog or it's from a news source, all of it comes into one stream. And that basically is what we're doing, right? If that makes sense.
It certainly does make sense. What are the benefits to using AppOne from both a brand and consumer standpoint?
Yeah, sure. So for consumers, obviously the result of what I just said is you get to enjoy a high-quality content stream that aggregates information that you actually care about. So you don't have to jump from app to app or from blog to news source or wherever it is that you go on a daily basis to get your source of information. We bring everything together in one stream and then give the user the ability to curate that stream, right? So if you've got 15 or 20 or 30 people talking about health and fitness, and they all may have a specific category. One may be talking about cross training and CrossFit, and one may be talking about weight training, and one may be talking about yoga or Pilates. So you, from within that one community, you can specify, you know, I only want to hear about weight training and CrossFit. I don't care about something else. I don't care about the nutrition aspect of this. And then you've now curated the information because we'll only pull specific to you the information that you're looking for. So it'll only pull from the experts that are talking about the subject that you specifically care about within that community. And, so that's the first part for a consumer. The other benefit for them is that they get the ability, you know, at the highest level, to join this community with people who share their interests and passions. So it turns out they like that. They have a feeling of, oh, these people are like-minded. This is interesting. And we give them then the ability to connect with those people via a prominent chat and messaging layer. So you've probably seen how WhatsApp has millions of users, tens of millions of users, right? And I look at that and I say, well, that's chat without context, which is great. It works, and people figure it out. But we just take the position that providing a topic greatly enhances the value of a chat. And we see from the engagement level that it makes sense. So people love having a focus for their conversation. And then on the other side, to answer the other part of your question for brands, they benefit in several ways as well, right? The obvious way is to sponsor an app that has a community relevant to the brand. So, again, we have a health and fitness app called Health Haven that would be a great fit for pick a brand, ASIC shoes or Lululemon or any brand wanting to connect and engage with that audience, right? It's 100% relevant to the brand. And then we give the brands the ability to join that conversation. So they can create a topic for the chat, or they can advertise a product as part of the content stream. They can actually sell products as part of messaging, right? And, of course, any brand can create their own community and set themselves apart from the competition. So, you know, in what I just said in Health Haven, you've got a brand coming, and they can be a part of the community. They could sponsor it. But a brand can also come to us and say, you know what, we want to think a little different. We're reaching the masses in 100 different ways, but here's a chance for us, and let's use a specific example. Let's say Williams-Sonoma, if they wanted to do something less obvious than an app with housewares, maybe they build an app filled with bloggers who talk about recipes and bloggers who talk about decorating your dinner table, right? So that's, you know, that's probably many bloggers who create professional content on those subjects. They talk about them every day, and I'm quite certain they have an audience. So if all those bloggers were pulled together in a single app, the audience would follow. Now, it doesn't have to be so obvious that that's the Williams-Sonoma app. Williams-Sonoma can do that and call it something completely different. But when users are in there and they're following all these people, the only messages that would be brand-oriented messages could be Williams-Sonoma, just sticking with that example, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. I love it. I love the angle on that. Now, currently, also, we've been seeing several companies focus on content aggregation as well. What would set App One apart from others in this space?
Yeah, so it's a good question, right? I think the business model ultimately is very, very different. Our approach is very different. So aggregation, in our minds, is really just a high-level tool, right? And anybody can do that. It's not easy on mobile, but there's other companies, as you said, that are doing it. But ultimately, we give users the ability to curate their content, as I mentioned before, by favoriting their top sources of professional content. So not only do you get this stream, this aggregated stream from Pinterest and blogs or wherever, but then you personally get to curate it because you favorite only the people you care about. And then ultimately, what we've done is said, well, most companies are using celebrity to create content. And we know from our past companies that we've done that that is great at the beginning. A lot of people are enamored with celebrity, and they want to attach themselves with that star power. And we've done it, and we've had limited success. And by limited success, we were the best at what we were doing in some of these companies. And what we found every single time is celebrities get busy. Celebrities go away. Celebrities go on the road. They tour. They have a film. Whatever it is, they have a shirt. They have a game. They have to play. They're athletes. Every kind of celebrity that we've seen has the same issue. They don't have time. They are busy. And so ultimately, that's a one-to-many community. You've got everybody coming in for the celeb and relying on the celeb for that content. But when the celeb goes away, the content goes away and the users go away. So we've taken a different approach. We've said, you know what? That's great. A-list celebrity can be redefined. A-lister celebrity can be, as I was saying, content experts who create content, or I'll call them subject matter experts, people who create content that actually matters to a specific audience. So a mommy blogger who talks every day about home and garden or about her children or whatever it is she talks, she's an expert. She's got an audience of tens of 20,000 readers. People are reading her. That means she's a trusted source of information. She's been vetted through, you know, just the nature of the fact that she has an audience. So when she's on an app, there's validity to what it is she's saying. So we look at the world and say, you know, that it doesn't have to be one to many. And in fact, when there's many bloggers who are experts, subject matter experts, and they're creating content on a regular basis, then the content's always fresh. It doesn't stop. It's always compelling. And it's being generated by a trusted source. So, you know, we know that when that happens, you've got high-quality content in a stream that stimulates high engagement from the 90% of the people who are users who basically just lean back.
today. We're joined by Neil Goldberg, the founder of App One, a new platform that aggregates news and social channels into one stream of curated content based on specific topics of interest here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Neil, tell us about some of the success that you've seen so far, such as user engagement, user retention, or monthly growth, or anything else.
Yeah, sure. So, We've been out of the gates just a few months now. We have two apps out in there in the iOS store. We haven't even launched our Android yet. It'll be coming out shortly. But so two things worth noting so far. One is that we've spent $0 on what we call customer acquisition, also known as marketing costs, right? So customer acquisition is the bane of the existence of every app out there, because the question is, how do you get noticed? How do people find out about the app in a world where there's literally millions of apps in the store? So we found that with absolutely not a penny spent, we could go out to these content subject matter experts, these bloggers, and say to them, hey, will you let people know about the app? And sure enough, month over month, for the first few months, we had 100% growth. And over the past, you know, so it's been out 3 months now, so we've seen 100% month over month. In the third month, it was a 50% growth. And then in terms of user retention, it's been something that we've never seen before, which is basically 100%. So, meaning that if 5,000 people come into an app, over the course of a month, we're seeing every one of those people return the following month. So, you know, it's more like 98%, 100%. It's a bit of an exaggeration, but the point is, it's something that we've just never seen before. I mean, typically, churn on an app is about 90%, with 10% of the people remaining. So we've kind of completely flipped that, those numbers. We're very, very interested to see if that keeps up. It seems, you know, we expect that it will drop, but obviously even if it stayed above 50%, we'd be crushing it in terms of providing users with something that's interesting enough and compelling enough that they're coming back. The other interesting and noteworthy thing there is how long they're spending on the app. So there seems to be two different types of users. One user is coming in every single day, every day, and they're just staying on there for 2 or 3 minutes. We see what they're doing. They're looking at their stream of content. They are just a lean back guy or female and looking at what it is. They flip through. They catch up on their news. They're on there and they go away, but they come back the very next day and they continue to do that. The other one is one that actually goes into the chat room, follows everything, gets involved, and their user retention, their duration, I should say, is about 15 minutes, which is also just an enormously long time to sit on an app on your phone. So we feel like from those two, you know, metrics and the growth, we're looking at, we're sitting in a pretty sweet spot at the moment. So we're just curious to see if we can keep this going, continue to build tools to make it more viral, continue to build tools to keep people happy and engaged. So far, we feel like we're on the right track.
Quite impressive, I might add. And finally, why would you say that App One is relevant for today, and does it align with the future of media consumption?
Yeah, another good question, right? We're always trying to figure out what's relevant now and does it align with the future. I've seen certain trends. I've been, you know, working in this space for a while now, and I kind of feel like everybody – The content aggregation that we spoke about is the tip of the iceberg, right? So meaning that everybody realizes there's millions of apps, it's confusing, it's too much, only a very small percentage of them succeed. So I feel like aggregation was the first trend, and that'll continue. A lot of companies will start to do content aggregation, but we're taking it a step further and saying niche. We think social goes niche. So building communities is a new, it really, you know, it's old. I mean, if you think back to the days of AOL where they had this walled garden and communities, it's how the web, in a way, started. And then it was the World Wide Web. You could go out and go everywhere. And now in mobile, we're kind of reinventing what all of that means. And we just feel like there's too much noise right now. And the way to resolve that, one way to resolve that certainly, is by building communities around things that you actually care about. I care about business. I care about travel and having a good time, there's probably a great app for me that I can build filled with bloggers and travel experts and business analysts. And, you know, whether that's Kramer from CNBC or it's a pundit or it's all of them. And I've got a lot of interesting people on an app who are already creating newsworthy information on a daily basis. That's relevant to me. And I can start to curate that. And I'm now in a community of people that actually care about the same thing. And if I'm planning a trip to Bali, I may jump into the chat room and ask somebody who's already done that trip what they thought, they have relevant information to me. So again, this notion of niche is where we think the future is headed.
Well, certainly do appreciate your time spent today, and certainly awesome to see what App One is doing in the space. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and take advantage of the App One app online.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can basically go to the Apple Store, the iTunes, iOS Store, and download Health Haven, HealthHaven, or Be Home, the letter B, HOME. You can also go to our website, which is simply www.app1.us. And we can also go to Twitter or Facebook and just look us up, and they'll find everything they need about App One.
Very good. Well, Neil, thanks so much once again. All the best to you, and certainly look forward to having another conversation with you in the future with more success stories behind that.
Fantastic. Eric, thanks again. Appreciate your time.
You're more than welcome, and it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Neil Goldberg, the founder of App One, a new platform that aggregates news and social channels into one stream of curated content based on specific topics of interest. And once again, the website of reference is app1.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.